Coming up is the second, I believe, Thrive Summit. Here to tell us more about that is Wish Education Services Manager Erica Paquette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And first off, explain what the Thrive Summit is.
So this is the second event. The first one we had last February, I believe, February 2016, so it's been a while. And it's really just about bringing more education around trauma-informed care and the ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. So that was a study that was done, I want to say 15 or more years ago, by the Kaiser Permanente Health Foundation. And it was done by Dr. Robert Anda and Vince Folletti. And they found that people who experience any one of these 10 traumas under the age of 18 are more likely to have negative outcomes across the board, not just, you know, say being more likely to smoke or drink or things like that, but it really actually affects your health too, even if you don't engage in any risk factors. So if you've had trauma as a child, but say you don't, you know, smoke or drink or use drugs, you still are more likely to have congestive heart failure or other health
Maybe
implications. Yeah, so depression, of course. People with ACE scores, I think of 4 or higher, are at just a significantly higher rate of committing suicide. You know, of course, you're more likely to do, you know, engage in risky behaviors. So I, the thing with the study was that it really showed that it's not just, you know, like, oh, those populations over there. It was mostly white, middle class or higher income folks. So it really was bringing that to light that, you know, this is something that affects everybody. And that, so, you know, the ACEs survey is something everybody can do. You just go online and look at the 10 questions. And so in Alaska specifically, we're very high in a lot of the questions. I want to say were, you know, kind of the highest in if you lived in a household where there was domestic violence, if you lived in a household where a parent or somebody in the household was abusing drugs or had an undiagnosed mental illness, did your family get, you know, separated? Did your parents get separated or divorced? Things like that. So it's just really looking at the implications of that over the course of the lifetime.
So this summit, you're bringing in, I guess, experts, guest speakers who will come in and discuss various topics?
Yeah, so this year we have Pat Sidmore coming down, and he works for the state of Alaska, and he's really responsible for gathering a lot of the data for the Alaska ACEs study. So he does... He's presented about ACEs, you know, over 90 times, and he updates, and then he works for the Mental Health Trust, and so he uses that data to kind of help plan new programs that can help people, you know, recover from trauma and heal from trauma. We have Addie Peters. She works for AK Child and Family, and she's a trainer who goes around the state. She talks about a lot of different things from just ACEs 101, we call it, like the introduction to ACEs and brain science. The presentation she's going to be doing here is, she calls it A Taste of Sanctuary. So there's a few different models that people are to make your organization more trauma-informed. So it, you know, you go through this process of kind of evaluating where your organization is at and where you can make improvements to improve the way that you interact with your clients or your staff. So she's going to be talking about her organization, AK Child and Family. So they've purchased this sanctuary model, and it's a pretty expensive process, but she's going to be giving us just some key takeaways so we can have some skills when we're working with folks who've been affected by trauma, or even just working with our coworkers or supervisors, working with their employees. And then Laura Norton Cruz, she is from the Alaska Resilience Initiative. So that's really the statewide movement towards their goal is to end child, and that's under the Alaska Children's Trust. So their goal is to end child maltreatment, systemic trauma, and intergenerational trauma, and then bring healing through strategic advocacy and knowledge. So they are really what the backbone organization that is supporting a lot of these kind of initiatives locally. And Laura provides like the oversight for us. So she helps connect us to different people who, you know, might be able to come down and present, or say you want to have like a very specific question about a curriculum, or, you know, you want to talk to somebody about having trauma-informed initiatives in your business, she can help connect you to those people.
Who is the target audience of this summit?
So we actually, it's very broad. We've had a lot of people sign up that are just community members who experienced trauma in their lifetime. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things that kind of, we all have a little bit of trauma in our past. And if you're interested in learning more, you know, knowledge is power. So learning more and helping you heal. So we have tons of community members who have called up to register, and they're, you know, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a clinician, but, you know, can I still come? Yeah, like we're, the hope is that we get a really diverse group of people so we can after this continue to plan, like, what does our community need to really support healing from trauma and the prevention of trauma. So like Pat's one, the end of his talk is kind of giving those really key things that we can do to prevent trauma and help kids heal from trauma. One of those is like teaching kids self-regulation skills. So teachers, you know, last year I think we had well over 100 people. I want to say around 150, you know, so it was folks from different social services organizations, businesses. We have presentations that are geared towards administrators. So Dr. Kaplan from KIC is going to be doing a trauma-informed supervision presentation on the second day. Kevin Gadsey from the Wellness Coalition is going to be doing a presentation that's around communicating with team members and kind of having that, we call it looking through the trauma lens. So when you're interacting with somebody, it's about really just changing the way that you're talking to them, not saying like, oh, what's wrong with, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like that? It's the changing to what happened to you. So he's going to talk about, yeah, having a more trauma-informed approach when you're working with your coworkers.
When is this summit?
Oh, so
and
it's
where?
Okay, it's at the Ted Ferry Civic Center on the 23rd from 9 to 5, which is next Wednesday, and the next Thursday from 9 to noon, and then there'll still be lunch provided after. And then on the 22nd, Tuesday, we're having a free screening of the film Resilience. So it's kind of the follow-up to Paper Tigers, which was followed the Walla Walla Alternative School and through their journey to go trauma-informed. So the Resilience is really looking at how toxic stress affects the bodies, and then how, you know, they call, I think it's the biology of stress, resilience, the biology of stress, and the, oh, I'm forgetting the last, the science of resilience or the science of healing or something like that. So it's just, they're really great films.
And that's, isn't that at the Discovery Center?
And that one's at the Discovery Center, yeah. So doors will open at 5:30 on that. 6 o'clock it'll start, and then we'll have Laura Norton Cruz will also be hosting that. So after, we'll have a discussion for people to just make comments, you know, or another place to kind of build and introduce if they want to be part of continued efforts to help build a trauma-informed community. Discovery Center.
Is there a fee to attend the summit?
So the summit is $25, which is pretty cheap. We do have scholarships available, and that covers, you know, your lunch both days. We do have, if you're a clinician who is eligible for APACE credits, then that would be you'd be responsible for that kind of payment on your own. But throughout the 2 days, people are eligible for up to 7 continuing education credits. So that was something we didn't get to do last year. So that's where, you know, hoping to broaden. So we have people from all levels of, you know, understanding of trauma, or people who are just wanting to get more knowledge, people who are there to share their knowledge, just kind of anybody can come.
If someone is interested in signing up, I imagine you can't, or can you just show up at the door? Do you need to pre-register for this?
You could just show up at the door. Yeah. We'd prefer it if people pre-registered so we know how much food and everything to get. You could call me at 228-4371, or you could go to surveymonkey.com/r/thriveregistration2017. But if you go to the Wish Facebook page, there's flyers on that.
You find the information. Okay, anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Erica Paquette from Wish. Again, that Thrive Summit coming up next week, and we will post information on the numbers she gave, as well as the SurveyMonkey site. Post that with our report on our website later this morning.